May we always find rest at the feet of Jesus. Amen. There is a moving sequence in the commentary Feasting on the Word, written by Richard J. Schaeffer, Jr., where he shares, "The demons feared it, the possessed man was saved by it, and the neighbors did not know what to make of it. When Jesus demonstrated that God has absolute dominion over evil and an unparalleled compassion for those who seem lost. The man is so worn out and distressed that he wore no clothes and lived among the tombs. The cause of the man's affliction is undefined, but there is no doubt regarding its intensity. His life is essentially out of his control. So much so that when Jesus asks, 'What is your name?' the man replies, 'Legion,' indicating that the influences upon him were many. And the demons, well, the demon's concern was for self-preservation. And ironically, the sanctuary of the pigs turned into the method of their destruction, while the man sat gathering his senses, finally safe at the feet of Jesus. And rather than recognizing and celebrating the good fortune of the man, the people of the surrounding countryside were struck with fear. How saddening that the demons accepted the authority of God in Jesus so much quicker than the Gerasenes. There in front of the Gerasenes was the evidence of God's power through Jesus. The demons that had plagued the man for years were destroyed. There in front of the Gerasenes was a man whose life they witnessed be visibly changed and transformed. Jesus restores the man to dignity, and then Jesus sends the man back to his own city to serve as witness to anyone who would listen regarding what had happened to him, and to share how he had received the grace and compassion of Jesus Christ. It can be all too easy to make peace with the demons that torment our society: racism, sexism, homophobia, and the list can continue. But God does not intend for us to dwell in these tombs. God instills us with dignity and sends us out to help others discover their own dignity as well. It is easy to fear the unknown, but fear keeps us shackled and chained, whispers in our ear that we are not good enough. Healing requires us to face what we fear, to believe that what we fear won't overwhelm us. And this is a simple story about what happened when fear got the better of me and Amy. It was when we were living in Vermont many years ago, and we needed to move because our rental house was being put up for sale. And finding affordable rental housing in Burlington that wasn't awful was really hard. And we wanted to keep our children in the same school. And we did eventually find a rental house, but we ignored all the warning signs about the landlord because we didn't believe we'd be able to find another house in the amount of time we had to find one. This landlord was so awful and disruptive to our lives that it was the only time we've ever sought legal aid advice on what were our rights as tenants and how could we protect ourselves from the landlord's disturbing behavior. That experience all these years later is the story we use when we need to remind ourselves when we start thinking, is fear driving this decision? It is our reminder of what can happen when we let fear get the better of us. The tomb's never that far away if we aren't careful. Too often, what is not understood is feared. It is too easy to other and dehumanize people, too easy to hate those who are different. This kind of fear shackles and chains both the person unwilling to seek understanding and the person being dehumanized. In 2019, right now, at least 10 transgender people have been fatally shot or killed by other violent means. And perhaps you saw the news story about the two lesbian women riding a London bus who were robbed and viciously beaten in the face by a group of teenagers because they are lesbians. To be openly transgender or gay or lesbian or gender non-binary or gender non-conforming takes courage. And I want to share next something that I have been thinking about and grappling with and trying to figure out what could I do for a very long time. My great-grandparents came from Italy and Poland, and they came through Ellis Island for processing. And back then, processing would take a few hours, and if it took a few months, it usually meant something wasn't going right and you would probably be sent back to your home country. Never were children separated from their parents and held in detention centers for years. This is wrong and dehumanizing. It dehumanizes us as a country. The children don't even get their basic needs met. There is no compassion in these centers. The tomb's never that far away if we aren't careful. And yet Jesus meets us at our greatest needs, even when we don't know how to ask for his help. Jesus is there when we find ourselves in the tombs, looking for healing and hope and dignity. Amen.